for this ministry and His Word to live. This Word has to be living and real in your life and in mine. It just cannot be pleasant platitudes that we wrap off the top of our head and with our mouth. It has to be an inner reality within our souls, where we're utterly and totally committed to God and His wonderful Word. I think most of you people know, and if you don't, I'll tell you, and then you'll all know. I am not a politician. I don't know very much about politics. But I know the Lord, and I know His part of His Word, at least. And I know that unless men and women come to that Word and a knowledge of that Word, everything else is almost fruitless. In a book entitled The Washington Payoff of 1972, and in the Washington Observer of this week, is this quotation from that book that I would like to share with you, wherein Gerald R. Ford made the statement, and these are quotes from the book that apparently Gerald R. Ford made, in which he said, "In Washington, money's the name of the game. Without it, you're dead." Also in this book are statements relative to the fact that you have to have money to pay off in Washington in three different categories. If you want something done in Washington, you pay. If you don't want it done, you pay. And in the third category, if you want it undone, you pay. Much of the money, according to the Washington Payoff book of 1972, much of it may not be used illegally in itself per se, but it helps to cut the red tape of the obstacles that ordinarily you would encounter. It also says that politically, the only favored people in our country are those who are moneyed people. For instance, the President of the United States, according to the Washington Observer, and I understand the New York Times and others, had a tax deduction last year of $570,000 tax deduction because he gave a gift of his official papers when he was Vice President of the United States, with the stipulation that these papers, however, would be placed in the Nixon Memorial Library in due time. Mr. John Williams, a former senator, by the way, a Republican senator also, from Delaware, said officially those papers were the property of the United States to begin with, because they were documents, official documents, of the activity of the President of the United States while he was being paid to be President, and therefore they belonged to the government of the United States. Our President has an annual salary of $200,000 a year, excluding all the extras. In 1970, he and Mrs. Nixon paid a total income tax to the IRS of $792.81. In 1971, did I say 70? That's what I meant. 1971, a total of $878.03. The 1972 figures I had and couldn't find them. But it's something like 1300 or 1700. I forget which. Had them one day and gave them to the Corps. I don't know anything about this. I'm just telling you what I've been reading. Not a politician or any of this other stuff. But it's remarkable that just recently Mr. Nixon ordered the IRS to put on a special drive beyond anything they've ever done in America to get those who are tax evaders. And this year he has given an order that over 100,000 more common people of the United States must be investigated to see if they are avoiding any taxes. You know, 1 Timothy chapter 6 perhaps has a message to speak. In verse 10 of chapter 6, the phrase reads, "For the love of what is the root of all what?" Is that what it says? That's what it means. It doesn't mean that money is, it's the what? Money. Money is just so much. But the love of it is the root of it. Money is made to be used, it's made to bless people, it's also utilized to curse people with. But it's really designed, it's a medium of exchange. It's not a thing where you barter for one man's soul against another. And the Word of God, when it speaks loudly. It's the love of money which is the root of all evil. And I'm going to show you that it isn't really money, but what money stands for. Take a look at Ecclesiastes. Chapter 7. The second phrase, money is a what? Verse 12. Ecclesiastes 7:12. Money is a what? Defense. But reading in your margin, the word for defense is what? Shadow. Right. That's how it should have been translated. Ecclesiastes says that money is a shadow. Timothy, it says it's the love of money that's the root of what? Ecclesiastes says money's a shadow. How do you harmonize it? Very simple. Because wherever there's a shadow, there has to be a reality of some kind or a fact. You can't have a shadow walking out here in summer or fall whenever the sun is shining unless there's a body out there and that body's you. You cast your shadow. You cast your shadow. It has to be a body, a building, a car. Something in concretion makes a shadow. Now, the love of money is the root of all evil. And Ecclesiastes says that money is a what? Shadow. When Jesus Christ was tempted, and the adversary was laying it on him, he said to him, "All the kingdoms of the world," this is what the devil said, "all the kingdoms of the world belong to me, and all the power of them." And he said, "I will give you the kingdoms and the power if you will but fall down and do what? Worship me." Money is a shadow, but the reality of it is power. The reality is power. What they want is power. It buys power. It buys influence. This kind of thing. That's why the only thing you have to remember is it isn't the money per se. It isn't that. But what it buys, what it controls. And in that temptation of our Lord Jesus Christ, the greatest temptation the adversary could lay before him was this matter of controlling all the kingdoms of the world. Imagine if you even had one block of your community, how much power you would have. If you would own the whole city of New Knoxville, that massive city down here, just think of how prestigious a position you would hold at New Bremen. Every time you walked to New Bremen, they'd have to salaam you going through. Because they'd say, well, he owns the whole town of New Knoxville. Now suppose you own New York City. Man, wouldn't they think you were a great? I'll bet you could even wheel and deal some into voting the way you want them to vote. See, they're after power. Power. All the kingdoms, all the power thereof, I'll give you if you do one thing. Fall down, worship. I'd like to take you into this record and show you some of this from Matthew tonight, please.